Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your Word. And we pray that as we pause to consider it, that You'd help it not to go in one ear and out the other, but to pierce into our hearts, that we might grow in our love for You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10, picking up at verse 12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Well, yesterday we saw some moral failures, some disqualifications of the Old Testament people of Israel in the wilderness. And so we saw four different times when they morally failed and it led to their deaths. Well, when we see examples like that, because that's what Paul says, these are examples, when we see examples, when we hear of this type of thing happening, whether it's you hear of like Ravi Zacharias and what happened there, or whether you heard of the Hillsong pastor that had an affair, like moral failures, when we hear of those things, there tends to be two errors that can arise inside of us, two errors that are sort of two different ends of the same spectrum. And Paul raises those two things for us. And the first error is that we can be tempted to think to ourselves, I'll never make that mistake. I'll never make that mistake. And so in verse 12, Paul says, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. You see, there's always a temptation that when we see someone in a gross sin, in a heinous sin, maybe it's an affair, maybe it's an abuse case, maybe it's domestic violence, whatever it is. We look at those people, whether it's on the news or whether it's people we know, and we think to ourselves, well, I'm not that bad. I would never do that. That is a very dangerous mindset that very frequently will lead to a downfall. The reality is, none of us is above moral failure. This was highlighted to me again on Sunday. We've been working our way through Samuel, and we're in the middle of working in 2 Samuel 11 with David and Bathsheba. And it's just striking, isn't it, that here's King David, the man after God's heart, and he is seeking to live before God as the king, and yet he has this massive moral failure. If David can fall, guess what? So can you. And we have to appreciate that. And I'm just reminded of a friend of mine, a pastor I know, who told me the story of one day he was counseling someone who had done a particularly heinous sin. And this person said to him, how can you still look me in the face? How can you still look me in the eyes after what I've done? And this pastor said to him, because deep down I know I'm no better. Deep down I know that the only reason I haven't done this is because of the grace of God and because I haven't had the opportunity to. And I think that's a really striking attitude, isn't it? That recognizes sinfulness, the sinfulness of our own heart, and responds appropriately by God's grace as it looks to those around the individual. And we need to have that heart. It's the heart that says, there but for the grace of God go I. You know that saying we love to bandy about? Well, it actually really matters. We actually need to be able to say that, because the reality is, if it's not for God's grace, we too will fall, and we need to understand that. So the first error is that we have an attitude that says, I'll never make that mistake. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there's the mistake that says, well, I'm definitely going to make this mistake. There's no chance. If Israel failed, if King David failed, there's just no chance I'm not going to fail. I will fall to this temptation. And Paul addresses that in verse 13, doesn't he? He says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. In other words, it happens to everyone. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. So Paul says, look, God's faithful. whenever you face a temptation, there is going to be a way out. You can never say, it's not my fault. You can never say that when you fall into sin. Whether it's a small sin or whether it's a massive sin, you can never say, it's not my fault. Because Paul says here that God always provides a way out. It's as if every time you enter into temptation, you're in a room and someone shuts the door behind you so you can face temptation, but there's a window open. And you could jump out the window, but you don't. Instead, you stay in the room and you fall because you don't believe there's a way out. And then you get angry at God and you say, well, God, it's your fault. Which is just nonsense, because God, James says, doesn't tempt anyone. God can't tempt anyone. But when you face temptation, God is there providing a way out. See, he provides ways out. What sort of ways will he provide us to get out? Well, he'll provide us with a conscience that's going to tell us it's wrong. The word of God tells us it's wrong. He provides us with friends and family that say to us, don't do that. He sends signals. He enables us to understand in our heart through the prompting of the Holy Spirit as the word of God is convicted within us that something's wrong. Our conscience riles up within us. By his providence, he will bring along things to take place to give us opportunities to get out. I can think of opportunities in my life when I've had opportunities to sin, and by God's providence, something has come and interrupted that opportunity out of nowhere, whether it's a phone call or someone knocking on the door or whatever it is. God will always provide a way out. You will never find yourself in a situation where you cannot avoid sin. Where you cannot avoid temptation. God always provides a way for you to be faithful in response to his faithfulness to you. See, God is faithful. When we fall, we are the ones the problem is with. And so there's two errors. I'll never do it, or I'll always do it. And what we desperately need to do is resist sin, flee idolatry, as he says in the next verse, and be faithful to God as God is faithful to us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that you always help us and you're always with us and you always enable us to remain steadfast and that you provide us with a way. We pray that you would forgive us for the times when we fail. And that you would help us to walk steadfastly down the middle and be faithful to you. And we thank you that you're always faithful to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me again. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.